Welcome to this intermediate Ableton Live 12 lesson on arranging a ragga vocal layer for jungle and old school drum and bass vibes. In this session, we're not trying to build a full lead vocal performance. We're building that chopped, punchy, selector style vocal layer that sits inside the arrangement and gives the tune attitude, the kind of vocal that makes the break feel like it's answering back, the kind that brings instant jungle energy without muddying the sub or stealing the spotlight from the drums. The big idea here is simple. Indeed, NB, arrangement is about contrast. A ragga vocal can be the thing that wakes the track up, gives the listener something to latch onto, and stops a repeating bass line from feeling static. Even one short phrase, arranged properly, can carry an intro, tease the drop, and help glue the whole tune together. So let's get into it. First, choose a vocal phrase with attitude. You want something short, rhythmic, and full of personality. Think hype call, chant, or NC-style phrase. Ideally, it has strong consonants, clear syllables, and little gaps between words. That space is gold, because in jungle and old-school DNB, the vocal often works almost like percussion. Drag the vocal into arrangement view and listen for the moments that hit hardest. You're listening for words or syllables that can be chopped into half-beat or one-beat hits. If the phrase is too busy, don't force all of it to work. Use the best parts only. Sometimes one shouted word is more useful than a whole sentence. Now open the clip in clip view and warp it so it sits tightly on the grid. For smoother phrases, Complex Pro is a good starting point. For more chopped, percussive bits, beats can work better. The key is not to flatten the life out of it. You want it tight, but not robotic. Jungle has that human edge. A little looseness can actually make the groove feel more regal. If you pitch the vocal down a bit, try preserving formants so it doesn't turn into a cartoon. A few semitones down can give you that darker, heavier energy that works so well in old-school inspired DNB. And if the vocal starts sounding too polished, that's usually a sign you've over-edited it. Back off a little. Leave some natural swing in there. Next, slice the vocal into usable rhythmic units. This is where you start thinking less like a singer editor and more like a breakbeat programmer. You can right-click and slice to a new MIDI track, or manually split the audio on the timeline. Either way, the goal is to create a small set of hits you can rearrange like drum hits. Try to build three kinds of material. First, your main phrase hits, the recognizable bits. Second, your filler chops, the little syllables or breathy fragments that help create movement. Third, your transition throws like reverse tails or one-shot impacts you can use before a drop or scene change. Now start placing those slices around the break. Don't just follow the grid blindly. Place the vocal so it answers the drums. That's a huge part of the jungle feel. Let the break speak first, then let the vocal reply. A strong move is to place a vocal hit after a snare, or just before a turnaround, or on the last half of a bar leading into a new section. This is where negative space becomes your best friend. If the drums are already busy, stop the vocal early. Silence around a vocal hit can make it feel harder than adding more words. In other words, don't be afraid to leave room. That space is part of the groove. A really effective old-school structure might look like this. A filtered intro with one vocal teaser every couple of bars, then a build, where the vocal becomes more present, then a first drop, where the vocal becomes a call and response element instead of the lead. That's the vibe. The vocal is not standing in front of the rhythm. It's part of the conversation. Now let's make the vocal move with stock Ableton devices. A clean starting chain is EQ8, auto filter, saturator, compressor or glue compressor, echo, reverb, and utility. Start with EQ8 and high pass the vocal so it doesn't fight the sub. Somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz is a solid starting point. If it's muddy, go higher. If it's harsh, make a gentle cut somewhere in the upper mids, around 2.5 to 5 kHz. You want the vocal to cut through, not stab your ears. Then add auto filter and automate it across the intro and build. A low pass sweep from dull to bright is one of the easiest ways to create motion. It gives the feeling that the vocal is opening up as the arrangement develops. Very effective, very classic. Add some saturator for grit. You don't need to destroy it. Just enough drive to give it that sampled, slightly rough jungle flavor. Then use echo sparingly for delay throws, especially on the final word of a phrase. That little tail can do a lot of work. It adds motion, and it can help transition between sections without cluttering the whole mix. Reverb should stay under control. In the drop, keep it tight and dry. During a build or transition, automate a bit more tail if you want the vocal to bloom, and use utility to keep an eye on stereo width. In heavy DNB, narrower is often better. You want power and clarity, not facey wash. Now comes the fun part. Edit the vocal like a drum pattern. Duplicate hits. Remove every second hit. Offset a word by a 16th note. Reverse a tail into a snare fill. Think of the vocal as a rhythmic tool, not just a lyric. That shift in mindset is huge. A strong pattern might be something like hit, rest, hit, hit, rest, or phrase on one bar, chopped reply on the next. Maybe a long phrase in the intro, then tiny micro chops in the drop. You can even duplicate the same phrase and pitch one version down an octave or a fifth, then tuck it low in the mix as a ghost layer. That can add real depth without turning the vocal into a second lead. And as you arrange it, keep checking how it sits against the bass line. This is crucial. The vocal should never fight the sub. If the bass is busy, shorten the vocal. If the bass leaves holes, you can let the vocal breathe a little more. A good trick is to loop two bars of drums and bass and make tiny timing changes, even just a 16th note, until the vocal feels like it belongs in the pocket. Don't just check against the grid, check against the snare. If a vocal transient feels slightly late on paper but lands perfectly in the snare pocket, trust your ears. Groove wins over perfect alignment. Now use the vocal to shape transitions. In DNB, these little arrangement moves are everything. Automate filter opening during a build. Raise the reverb send on the last word before the drop. Add a quick echo feedback ramp for one dramatic throw. Narrow the width before impact. Then open it back up after the drop lands. You can also treat the vocal like a structural marker. Maybe bars 1 to 8 are sparse teases. Bars 9 to 16 get more frequent. Then bar 16 drops into a quick silence or strip-down stab, and bar 17 brings the full drop back with one recognizable vocal hook. That sort of phrasing gives the tune momentum and makes the arrangement feel deliberate. Here's a useful teacher tip: think in returns, not just phrases. A ragga vocal feels stronger when it comes back in different roles. First it's a teaser, then it's the answer, then it's the impact, then maybe it's the rinse and repeat hook. Give each return a purpose, and the vocal starts feeling like part of the track's identity. Also, keep one anchor moment, one syllable or word that always lands in roughly the same spot. That gives the listener something to grab onto, even when you chop everything else into fragments. It's a small thing, but it really helps the arrangement feel coherent. If you want a heavier old-school flavor, lightly distort before or after cleanup EQ, band limit the vocal a bit, and keep the edit raw. A vocal filtered to roughly 250 Hz to 8 kHz can feel like a classic jungle sample or radio transmission. That's part of the charm. And if you really want to level up, try resampling. Bounce a few bars of your processed vocal, then recut that bounce into fresh chops. Often the resampled version feels more integrated because it already sounds like part of the tune instead of a separate file sitting on top. Common mistakes to avoid: don't make the vocal too loud, don't leave too much low end in it, don't overwarp it until it sounds plastic, and don't drown it in reverb during the drop. Also, check mono. If it gets facey or washy, narrow it down or simplify the layers. In this style, one strong main layer and maybe one ghost layer is usually enough. More than that can get messy fast, so for your practice run, keep it simple. Pick one short ragga phrase. Slice it into at least 4 hits. Place one hit as a call and response moment with the break. Add EQ, saturator, and echo. Automate the filter from dull to bright over 4 bars. Do one delay throw before the drop. Check it in mono. Then duplicate the pattern and change just one thing: timing, pitch, or effect amount. That's the move. By the end, you want the vocal to feel like it belongs in the drum arrangement, not floating above it. If it still sounds exciting when the drums are playing and the vocal is muted and soloed in context, you're on the right track. You've built something that feels like jungle heritage, old-school attitude, and modern arrangement discipline all at once. Alright, now go make that ragga vocal hit like a proper selector cue.